I quickly learned the songs. And I think they were already playing shows. And then the band had a manager of photographer Steve Shaw. He was booking shows for us and taking photos. It seemed like at that time, he was kind of connected to, you know, the underground music scene in Detroit. His brother owned, Jim owned this vintage clothes store on Michigan Avenue. It's called Cinderella's Attic at the time. I think they moved to Ferndale later on in the late 80s, but it was on Michigan Avenue, and it was like a vintage shop. So him and his brother were kind of deeply connected to Detroit underground, you know, punk, new wave, rock scene. And then we seemed like it was, you know, he booked us a few shows at Bookies, maybe, or about a half a dozen or so. I think we'd always play on weekday shows. But I remember I would have to get, I was only 16 at the time, and it was always a problem for me to getting into venues, and I would have to like sneak in the back with the gear. But I was just really excited to be there. Just remembering back then how everything was just like word of mouth. If you wanted to find out about something that you were interested in that wasn't mainstream culture, but I would just have to, I remember looking at Cream magazine and just trying to find anything in Cream magazine that was of interest that had, you know, punk or new wave bands. And Cream magazine was based around Detroit, and they would kind of focus, or they would have stuff about local scene. I remember they would always talk about Bookies. There would be photos in there of shows. You know, this seemed like very kind of like, it was kind of like the CBGBs of Detroit. That's what was my impression, because they would have articles about the New York scene. I just equated the two, in my, you know, 15-year-old mind.